Hey guys, this is Joe Hendricks, and thanks for listening to my podcast. Today we are going to talk about shooting for free versus shooting for a discount. And what are the differences? What are the advantages and disadvantages? So let's get right into it. When you shoot for free, you have creative control over the whole entire photo shoot. You can do what you want because you're shooting for free. You're doing it as a favor. You can put your style on anything. It is your creative eye that determines the photo shoot and how it turns out. For the most part, unless you get somebody who's just really anxious to have a photo a certain way, which you shouldn't be shooting for free. Now, let's go for a discount. Now, let's say you charge $300 for a photo shoot, but you're going to give your friend the photo shoot for $100. Well, now that friend wants you to shoot a certain way. You have to do what they say because they are paying you. And you can't develop your style and you can't figure out who you are as a photographer and whether or not you even love this genre because you don't have the ability to put your own spin on it unless they trust you. But if they trust you, they would be spending the $300 that you originally charged, but you're giving them a discount. Now, what happens is, let's say you have a really good, successful photo shoot. It's exactly what they want, and they are praising your name all around town. And everybody wants you to shoot their families. So now they're going to come up to that person, and they're going to say, hey, how much did Joe charge you for your photo shoot? Or they'll see the picture on the wall, and you know that conversation will ensue. And they'll say, they're going to be at a point where they have to determine whether or not they tell the real price or they tell the discounted price. And it's a little bit of a conflict of interest for them. They may not even know what your real price is. And that becomes a little bit of a problem. So they get into this conversation and they're like, well, he shot me at a discount. I don't know what his real prices are. So that's where it starts. And that's a bad place to be. So what I tell a lot of photographers to do, if you're starting out and you do not need the money, okay, remember that point. If you don't need the money, shoot for free. Develop your style. I still shoot for free every once in a while because I want to try something new. Or I just want to give somebody a gift. But if I'm going to give somebody a gift, I want it to be my style, on my terms, and I want to give them something that they love. Now, when you shoot for free, what I like to tell people to do is to write up an invoice for that person and let them know at the very beginning, before you even do the photo shoot, you say, look, you know what, guys, I'll shoot you for free. This will add to my portfolio, but I'm going to give you an invoice. And the invoice is going to show you how much the photo shoot was in a breakdown. But at the end, it'll say, you don't owe me anything. And trust me, I don't want anything from you. I want to do this for free because I want to do this. Okay? So you establish that right at the very beginning. So when they get their invoice, at the same time they get their pictures, and they see that that photo shoot would have cost them $350. Okay? We'll just go with that number. Now, when they look at those pictures, they're like, wow, this is $350 worth of pictures. This is really cool. They are no longer saying, oh, I got this at a discount of $100. Oh, I expect so much more from that photo shoot. No, they are thankful now that you shot them for free, didn't cost them a dime. Sometimes you'll even get a tip, or sometimes they'll buy pictures from you as far as like prints go and all that stuff. So there's a lot of advantages for doing it for free. But the biggest one is that if they love your photography and they're praising your name all around town, now when somebody comes up to them and they say, hey, how much is that photo shoot? Well, it's $350. That's how much it is. Because they know it because they see that invoice right there in front of them. Okay? And now this person who asked what the price was will say, well, if he paid $350, I mean, I'll pay $350. You know, and who knows? That might be a bargain to them. That might be expensive to them. But you have to stick to your guns on your price. And that's why I am not a big fan of discounting, because discounting just puts all the wrong vibes out there and things can happen and word will get around between friends and like, well, he shot me for $100. And then this other person will not use you. So, but the main point that I'm trying to give you guys today is that Shooting for free allows you to have creative control over everything. It allows you to develop your brand and allows you to establish yourself amongst people at a certain price range that you want to be at. Okay, so if you're struggling with the price range or you're struggling with brand, shooting for free is a great way to do it. Now, we live in a digital age. This would not have happened in the film age. And I used to shoot in the film, used to shoot with film in the Navy. Okay, so I understand film and everything else and how much it costs and the process and all that stuff. With digital, you can go out and you can test to your heart's content, and it's not going to cost you anything but your time and your effort, okay? So there is no reason for anybody to not build a portfolio. I mean, crap, I just drove to Colorado 16 hours to shoot two couples just for a portfolio, and I did it for free, okay? I'm moving to Colorado. That's what I wanted to do, and now I have pictures of couples with mountains behind them. Now I can sell myself as a Colorado photographer. I could not do that with all the flat landscapes that I had from Nashville or Texas. So sometimes you have to go out of your way to shoot for free just to build that portfolio and get everything going. All right? If you guys have any questions about this, email me at joe@joehendricks.com. I would love to talk to you and answer them. Or you can just go to anchor.fm and respond to the podcast. I hope you're getting a lot of good use out of it. And I'll keep it going when I can. Thanks, guys. Bye. I'm Joe Hendricks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.